Talks will resume later today to resolve a dispute between farmers and the meat industry over the price of beef. Discussions began last week after several weeks of pickets outside meat plants around the country by members of the Beef Plan movement. Well, one of its members is David Whelehan. He's on the line now. David Whelehan, what is your expectation of success at these talks today?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, further to the progress that we made in last Monday's meeting, the progress that was made there, there was points that have been put forward to be discussed further today, and we are very positive that we will receive a positive outcome from the issues that are going to be discussed.
But you're not allowed to talk about price, is that the case? So how do you resolve a dispute about price if you can't talk about it?
Well, that's just it. The elephant in the room is pricing, but unfortunately under competition authority rules, we're not allowed to discuss that. But outside of pricing, which is a genuine real issue, there are other issues within the industry. There are regulations and stipulations that are placed on us as primary producers by both the processors and retailers, backed up by no scientific facts. And they have actually a negative effect on the price, the end price we receive for our animals, you know.
A negative price by much? I mean, resolving those, will it push up the price to you by much?
Well, you see, that's debatable. You see, these issues are, we would deem them as anti-competitive. You know, there is no basis for them. There is no scientific evidence to back up they're actually required. It leaves it in such a state that there is actually no transparency or no level playing field for the primary producer. And what actually happens is when there's actually market volatility, market disturbance, with all these anti-competitive practices that are there, there's no protection for the primary producer. All these disturbances are passed back down on them, while essentially then that the processor and the retailer is retaining the largest market share of the end retail price. Mm.
I mentioned the pickets there that had been taking place for a number of weeks, and those pickets led to the closure of some meat processing plants, a reduction in work in others, and some workers had to be temporarily laid off. I mean, do you stand by that action, given that your actions were directly affecting the livelihoods of many other hard-working people?
Well, unfortunately, the situation within our industry is we have a membership base that is facing financial ruin, and we have an industry that was that's in complete denial up until now about the state of the industry. As I said, there is no transparency or level playing field in it. All the farmers want within our membership base is a fair share of the end retail price. We don't want handouts. We just want to be paid fairly what we produce. And I think in this day and age, it's not too much to ask.
But does that justify, though, affecting the livelihoods of people who are just going in to do their jobs?
Well, what I would say there is that our protests were very peaceful in the broad sense. And, you know, one thing that the industry is now pointing out is the majority of these workers were actually on a three-day week, right up until the pickets anyway. And what we were actually doing is we were staging a peaceful protest. We were actually letting every animal that was being presented for processing that in the days of the picket were actually getting in. We were holding peaceful protests. We had guidelines that that we had to abide by under competition law and general rule of law, and we abided by them.
Okay.
While we did cause some disturbance to the processing industry, we felt it was warranted because of the plight that our industry is faced with.
All right. Thank you very much, David Whelehan there from the Beef Plan Movement. It's 8:31 now on Morning Ireland.